Hello and welcome to Green Tea, your Asian podcast. By yours truly, Colvin Green. It's been a while, a very, very long and agitating while since we last spoke, since we last had our heart-to-heart conversations. Fear not, I do come up to visit every now and again. I do come up for air to breathe, which is talking, of course. This is Green Tea, your Asian podcast, which has gone from your weekly podcast to your random podcast by Colvin Green. We haven't spoken, my dear people, my constituents, my squad. Yes, we haven't spoken. I call you my squad because you actually do listen religiously and you do support, and I appreciate that. We haven't spoken in a long while, and a lot has happened actually since then. I mean, hey, your boy turned 31. My God. Yeah, 31. Do I feel any different? I don't know. I think I... No, I don't feel any different. No, I don't. Maybe I will feel any different. I don't know. Maybe I will in the next... I have no freaking clue when. But I feel no different. I have been checking for wrinkles, actually. But no. I think those serums are kind of helping. You know, and the masks and all of that. I think I'm hydrating like an old woman. Yeah. Which I take no shame in. So, I don't feel any different. Do I feel any wiser? A little bit. I do feel a little bit wiser and do I really? I don't know. Am I pressured to feel any wiser? Am I pressured to feel any different? I don't think so. I mean, I seem to have had my ducks in a row for quite a while. So, I think that's kind of what prepared me for 30, 31, all of that. I mean, 30, 31 is certainly, I don't know, there just isn't much difference, you know. So, yeah, 31. I don't feel old yet. Funny enough, I was actually having a conversation with a friend of mine the other day. We're talking about dreams and aspirations and goals. You know, what are we planning to achieve? Are we too old to achieve what we had set out to achieve before? And I don't know, I just humorously broke into a joke and said, well, at least in South Africa, we're still regarded as the youth. I mean, you know, we could still get an internship. I was actually talking to a friend of mine, Mo, and then we joked and said, we could still get an internship. So while South Africa still considers us part of the youth, we're going to be youth. We're going to be the youth. Sorry about that. We are going to be the youth. Anyway. So, yes. You're as young as you feel. And I feel I've always been a little bit wiser. So, I think that's still kind of going well in that department. As for looking younger, I don't think so. Like I said, brother has been moisturizing. You know, moisturizing. Hydrating. I'm not drinking enough water though. Yeah, I really am not a fan of water. Yeah, I don't drink as much water as I should. Probably something that I should pick up, you know. I don't believe in resolutions and all of that. Probably that should be a goal, you know, because goals actually do come to fruition. Should you follow through, you know, with them. So, yeah, let's just drink more water. To those who don't drink enough water, I think I'll challenge myself into drinking more water. I'll task myself, actually. As for hydrating, I do that. Hey, I recently discovered hyaluronic acid that actually works wonders for your skin as well. You know, let's just fight the power. Let's just fight the clock, okay? The aim is to look wiser, not dried up and miserable. So, hydrating. So, anyway, what brought me up here was actually a question asked by a friend of mine. He just, out of the blue, just asked me, where do you see yourself in 5 years? And for the life of me, I don't know, I just got depressed, really. Like, I just got depressed. Because, well, I answered, of course. I mean, I laid it all out for him. I told him, you know, I want to do this, and this, and that. Should this, you know, come through, I'm going to head that way. Should it not come through, I've got this as a backup plan. But, you know, while I'm typing, I'm asking myself, am I really going to do this? I mean, do I really have the power to do all of this? Do I really have the power and the resilience to actually follow through with all of this? Is this even possible? You know, how could I possibly be so lucky to even accomplish half of these things that I'm typing? And then it just dawned on me that we actually don't have the power. Do we ever have a power to actually bring our dreams to fruition? Who's in charge of all of that? I mean, there are people that say that they believe in themselves. And I also do have a friend whom I've spoken to about a topic slightly similar to this. He says that he doesn't believe in God. He doesn't believe in good luck or anything else. He believes in himself, because if he can get up and work hard, then there is nothing in this universe that could stop him from achieving what he has set out to do. So I thought to myself, well, I mean, if you can literally just overlook, you know, all the norms, you know, the norms being praying and good luck and karma and all of that, and you just stand up and say, I don't believe in anything else. I believe in myself, you know. The conversation dragged on for, I don't know, 10 to 15 minutes, and then it was headed into a direction which I found less desirable, because, you know, feelings were kind of getting involved and religion was kind of getting thrown in the mix. And, you know, I mean, I'm not really a staunch Christian or a staunch religious person, you know, I'm not that religious, but I don't know, for the life of me, I always have this complex that, you know, I'm like, you don't believe in God, you know? So I'm very quick to call people out, especially people that say they don't believe in God. Not that I'm, like I said, not that I'm this fundamentalist who's so sentimental and who's so pious and set, you know, in their religious ways. It's just that for me, it's always been that, we may not really communicate with God all the time and all that, but, you know, but when push comes to shove and then we make it through, we always attribute that breakthrough to God, you know. We always, I mean, I just can't imagine myself not kneeling down and say, God, here I am. We don't speak that often, but please, dear God, just please glance, you know, look at the situation, please. You've always had my back, and once more, I beg of you. You know, the whole bit, you know, I also throw in a little bit of niceties here and there. You know, I come hand, no, I'm not going to share my secrets, my prayer secrets. I'm not going to do that. But you get the whole bit. You get that. So he says, yeah, he believes in himself. He doesn't believe in anything else. I mean, I said, my God, even some people believe in fire. You have no belief? He says, yeah, I only believe in myself. And if I have breath in my body, that means I can work. You know, that also makes sense. As they say, health is wealth. So I'm guessing he decided to take that approach. You know, he believes in himself. And then back to my topic that kind of actually woke me up, because I saw that message and I said, wow. And while typing that, I was literally shaking. And you know how people say don't always talk about something before it happens, you are more likely to jinx it. And as I was typing, I'm like, oh my God, am I really setting out to do this? What if this fails, you know? And then after typing, I said, but who's gonna make it happen for me? Sure, yes, I could try and put in all the work, but who's gonna ensure that I actually achieve half of what I want to achieve, half of what I was typing to my friend? Who? I mean, and then wouldn't it be better if I knew that, hey, listen, dude, you're actually setting yourself up for a fall. That whatever that you're typing is far from what, you know, lies beyond, you know, over the wall or, you know, over the fence, all of that. That's because sometimes we actually do sit with ourselves and then we plan. And then there's this kind of saying that, well, not really a saying, but, you know, there's this attitude about Christians and all that. I'm not shaming anybody. It has come up a lot in past conversations. I've also heard other people say that, you know, that we plan and then God decides, you know. And then, so, I don't know, like, I just felt so depressed. Like, I really was so depressed in that moment that, you know, here I am typing all of this. And also there are people that say, speak it into existence. That means if you want it, speak about it, speak on it, pray on it, and it will come into existence. Hopefully God is listening, and then God will somehow try to align his plans for you with what you have planned for yourself, you know. And then I'm thinking to myself, but we have no control. We have no control. Who actually controls our fate? Because we sit and we plan, and sometimes it doesn't happen. What happens to the dreams that we sit and then we plan, you know, like our dreams? We dream about doing something and it doesn't happen. What happens after? I mean, do we keep dreaming the same dream? Do we keep going back to the drawing board to come up with better strategies on how to accomplish that? Or do we fall back on our plan B? Or do we just get angry and just give up on God and start believing on ourselves? Sorry, I mean in ourselves. What happens after a failed dream? I never really thought of that. What fails? What happens? Because if we're not in control of our destiny, then who is? And there are still people that say that they believe in themselves and not in God. I mean, should we even be believing in God? Should we be believing in ourselves? Who's the boss of our destiny, really? Who decides what happens to us? Honestly speaking, like, who is the boss? You sitting right now, wherever you are, you're talking to your friend, you're talking to your mother, you're writing down on a little journal, which I sometimes do, you know, and yeah, and then you put it out there into the universe, and then you wish upon it. And then you also do throw in a little bit of, you know, hard work, and then you work here and there. But who decides? Who decides that whatever that you are wishing upon is going to come true? That these plans you're making, these little bits and pieces of hard work that you keep throwing in here, you know, because I'd like to think of hard work as a, I don't know, a jar, you know, like a wish jar or a tip jar, you know. You're planning a trip to Europe and then you keep on throwing in, you know, like little quarters and all of that, like notes, you know, for your trip. So I'd like to think that working hard as well as dreaming is also like that. You know, you keep throwing in, you know, like a little money here and there, hoping that it builds and amounts to something, which you'll later on break the bank and then you'll spend the money. So that's what I think of the dreaming system as well as the hardworking system as well. But then who knows for sure what's going to happen? Because that's what depresses me, really. Like, it really does depress me. Do you know for sure what's going to happen? And who is in control? Because for some reason, I feel like if I was in control, I would know how to align my dreams. I would know how to align my wishes. I would know how to align my hard work, you know, with something that is possibly going to come into fruition, you know. I would not even have, you know, disappointment. Because you do kind of work hard for something and then it doesn't happen. And then you're back to square one, you know. My God. I mean, the takeaway from this conversation for me would be, you know, lucky are those who actually have their destinies in their own hands, really. Those who actually have control over their lives are the ones who sleep better, are the ones who sleep, I don't know, they just have like a full 8 hours of sleep. They wake up and they look at the world positively and they go on about their business because they know. But are there such people? Does that even exist? Do people who know exactly what's going to happen to them exist? And another question, are there any people that really do have their life in their hands? You know, are there people that actually are in control of what happens to them the next day? Are there people that actually sit down and write down their dreams and their dreams actually come through? And what kind of people are those? What kind of people are those? I mean, honestly, I just feel like if we all knew what the future held for us, I think we'd be a less depressed generation. You know, that's what I think. But is it possible for a human being, you know, me and you, is it possible for us to have our destinies in our hands? Is it possible for us to write our own narratives? Is it possible for us to actually have control of what happens to us? Mainly with regards to dreams, hopes, aspirations, and goals and all of that. Or do we just leave it up to hard work and the universe, fate, good luck even? Oh God. My God. I don't know what goes on in my head. But anyway, so yeah, I just thought I should come up for some air, just breathe, you know, and put this out here and just, yeah, and just ponder on a few topics, you know, which kind of caught my attention and all of that. And yeah, despite my turning 30 and all of that and not feeling different, maybe I will, you know, maybe a wrinkle or two and all of that. But, you know, this kind of made me come back, you know, when someone said that they came out of retirement for a specific project. Well, I kind of came out, you know, from hiding to come and just lay this out here. I mean, I haven't spoken to people, you guys, in a very long period, actually. I think it's been 2 weeks. Oh, and I also went on vacation a few weeks ago. And that was very, yeah, that was very soul stretching, soul filling. Fulfilling. It was just reviving. Yeah, I met up with my friends from South Africa and we had a grand old ball in Shanghai. That was beautiful. But of course, you know me, I love taking pictures and I post all of that. So you all saw that. And I was happy about that. That was actually a happy period. You know, yeah. A minor highlight of this year. So that was good. And until next time, I'm gonna head out now, because actually I just woke up. I'm about to get ready for work, but I had to come up and just say this and just put it out here and just drop all those gazillion questions, you know, something to just, you know, you to get your brain working, to get your brain thinking. And when you listen, do of course leave your feedback, you know. Let's get the conversation going, let's talk about it, and possibly we just might actually come into a solution, you know. There might be a resolution just around the corner. If there's no resolution, there could possibly be a coping mechanism. How to cope with that, how to deal with that, you know, when your dreams don't come into fruition. Yeah, probably I'm looking forward to non-Christian people, you know, like it's always refreshing to hear the not so sugar-coated version of events from people, because they just lay it out honestly. No hate to the Christian people, but they kind of, you know, tend to gloss it up. I mean, for lack of a better word, I'll just say they kind of enjoy glossing things up, you know. They glamorize them, they kind of cushion them a bit. So, but anyway, any view, any sort of feedback, any response, any, I don't know, basically, just, yeah, any comeback from this would be greatly appreciated. My God, I am struggling in my head. There's a lot that's going on in this head. Oh my God, this dreaded head is busy churning up all of these ideas and all of that, and some of them are depressing. So without any further ado, it was actually good and lovely and refreshing. I actually do feel better. So, I can't even say next week. Anyway, this is me signing out. Your host, the one and only Colbin Green from Asia. Have your cup of green tea, which I will, by the way, after I'm done talking here. Because if it's one thing that I've been keeping up with, it's my green tea, actually. So, I have been taking it with no sugar, of course. So, till next time. when I decide to come up for some air, let's meet there. It's a date. Have a good one. Have a blessed day, a blessed week. Keep it love, light, peace, namaste, and chi-chi. Goodbye until next time.